You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We have a great baseball team, and we're going to keep talking about them all summer long, but we're going to mix in more football now that this is the month of football. The Lions will be back out at camp. They'll play a preseason game. College football teams are going to get back out on the practice field. And John, CBS Sports put together their Hot Seat Index. They do this every year. They take all 100 and we're up to 136 coaches now, and they assign them a score 1 to 5. 5 being win or you're getting fired. Your seat is smoldering. Some guys are like a 0 or a 1. You're super safe. What I wanted to do was judge Moore and Smith through the lens of what their expectations will be for the upcoming season. And maybe we get to where their hot seat is along the way here. Sherrone Moore is listed as a 2.2 hot seat index.
All right. Is this out of 10?
Out of 5.
Out of 5. Okay.
And Jonathan Smith is a 1.78.
That's very specific.
Slightly. I know. I don't get this. Slightly cooler seat.
I'd love to see their math. Show your math.
Show your work. So they say Sherrone's seat is not hot, but slightly hotter than Jonathan Smith. I want to know, first of all, whose seat is hotter, but then what are the expectations for both of these guys going into their second seasons?
I think in terms of context, Jonathan Smith's seat is probably warmer. I don't want to say hot, but warmer than Sherrone Moore's. And some of it maybe doesn't even have to do with him. It's a new AD.
Yeah.
And on the business side of things, is he going to come in and want to put his stamp on if they don't get to a bowl game, 6-6, they're not bowl eligible. Is he going to sit there and say, ah, well, we're treading water. I want to bring in my own guy. And instead of living with somebody else's hire. That's the only reason. And it really doesn't have much to do with Jonathan Smith. I think it's just in terms of, we see this all the time. New AD, a program that is not up to the expectations of the fan base. So I'm going to go ahead and make a change now early on in my tenure so that I can be my guy, my hire, and I know more about this guy than anybody else.
They ended the year terribly in East Lansing. Like, you want to talk about how does your team grow as the season goes? Last year, they lost to Indiana 47-10. They lost to Illinois 38-16. They beat Purdue, but then lost 41-14 to Rutgers.
Everybody beat Purdue.
Three of their last four games weren't losses, John. They were ass whoopings. They weren't competitive in those games. There wasn't enough fight in those games. And that's how you finish year one. Fine. You catch your breath. You hit the offseason. You do what you need to do. You come out in year two. If they don't make a bowl game, I think it'd be well within the AD's right to say, you know what? You're not from the Midwest. You haven't built any ground. You haven't built any momentum. I didn't hire you. For them to say he has like a one, between a 1 and a 2, they can heat up in a hurry, because Michigan State is facing, like a lot of schools are, this crossroads in college football. Are you going to keep up or are you going to get left behind? And if you stay with a coach too long who doesn't have traction, right, who doesn't have roots, who isn't winning, whose team isn't getting better, and some of this will be, what happens with Aiden Childs? Does he step into that superstardom that they were hoping for, or does he wallow and make a lot of the same mistakes as last year? That's his guy. He's linked to Childs.
I think if you're left behind at this point, the mountain's higher to climb than it has been in previous iterations of college football, or eras, let's say, of college football. And the one thing that I would say is the defense of Jonathan Smith. When he was at Oregon State, to me, that is a program that recruits very much like Iowa does, where they recruit three-star guys.
Slow burn.
They develop them into five-star players. And you need more than a year's time, 2 years' time, to have that type of impact on a program. He is a guy that, and I'm not saying that this is how they have to recruit at Michigan State. It's just his track record. Yeah. He's got to be able to, I'm sorry to keep interrupting
you're
you.
You're good.
To be able to, he's not from this area, hasn't coached in this area. He's got to develop all of those inroads. You get some of those instantly because it's Michigan State. But how do you develop those inroads in your recruiting footprint? Yeah. And yes, it needs to be coast to coast, north to south, but the footprint should be Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, some of Illinois, some of Wisconsin.
And you work out from there.
Yeah.
He didn't have a winning record till year four at Oregon State. And I get it. That was a real tough.
Oh, it's a tough build.
It's a real tough build. Year four, he went 7-6 and lost the LA Bowl. Now, year five, he won 10 games, right? And he was competitive against Oregon and beat Oregon sometimes. And I think that's kind of the blueprint here is Michigan is the Oregon, right? It's the big revenue giant in state. And part of the appeal to Jonathan Smith was he can build a blue collar team that can outperform their recruiting rankings and overachieve. You don't want to pull the plug too soon because, to your point, that doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
But in today's college football, those are the things that you juggle. And I think because it's a new AD, there's more heat than this list is giving credit.
And when I say eras of college football, and it's hard to have this concept, but when he was at Oregon State, and it's only 2 years ago, that was a different era of college football. Now you have the investment in NIL. How can he help generate that? Now, some of that's on the AD.
You got to speed it up.
You got to speed it up, but it's also the rev share. Like, it's there's just a different era of college football. Things have flipped in the last couple of years. How are you going to operate in this era of college football?
And with Sharone, they had his seat is slightly hotter than Jonathan Smith's. Last year, there were in-game issues with Sharone Moore. Waiting to use timeouts, bizarre uses of the coach's challenge, the fact that he was so haphazard with quarterback, was indecisive. Now, that shouldn't be an issue this year. They have a clear-cut elite recruit in Bryce Underwood, and I think some of this is going to be tied to what development happens in season with Bryce Underwood. I think for Michigan, the expectation is, what, no more than three losses, be in that playoff conversation. And if you're falling short of that, I mean, the other thing is Michigan has higher standards than MSU. It's not enough to just be competitive. You have to be making real strides to being a playoff team and more at a place like Michigan. So for Sharone, it's a different conversation. It's you're going to be held to the standard of, hey, the last guy won a national title. Say what you want about it.
It took a while,
but the last guy won a national title, and you were supposed to be turnkey. We handed it to you because you were going to pick up the reins.
Well, I don't necessarily know. Yes, there was supposed to be consistency in the program.
Continuity. We weren't supposed to have to go through a multi-year rebuild.
Correct. And so 1 year doesn't mean multi-year
rebuild. That's why I say this is year two.
That's why this is year two. And so, yeah, they're going to have better options at quarterback. And hopefully it's the things that I like about what Sharone Moore has done is he didn't sit there and say, well, it was 1 year of the offensive coordinator, Kirk Campbell, quarterback coach of Kirk Campbell. That obviously didn't work. So he made a change.
Yeah.
Brought in Chip Lindsey. Now it's going to be the development at that quarterback position. It's much like it is with Aiden Childs.
Yeah.
If Aiden Childs develops and you have a quarterback that is dynamic, that can run the ball, that can throw the ball, that doesn't turn the ball over.
Steal a couple wins.
Well, I don't even know that you steal a couple of wins. You go out there and earn those wins. Now all of a sudden you're looking at a Michigan State team with a quarterback that is dynamic. That is a 7, possibly 8 win team. Now, that might be the top end, but in year two,
that'd be big.
That would be huge.
It'd be massive for Jonathan
Smith. Now, if for Sharone Moore, for Chip Lindsey, you're going to have more tools to work with Bryce Underwood than you had last year. And now, if that doesn't come to full fruition as a freshman, because it's kind of always that wild card, you did bring in Mikey Keene. Now, he did have an injury in spring training or in spring ball, but you've got a grad transfer that has thrown a number of passes, that has found out at Fresno State different ways to win games. So you should be able to make a shift, even if it's in season.
And it does answer a criticism from last year, which is, why didn't you use the portal to make sure there's no issues at quarterback? They've hit it both with an elite recruit and a veteran if it comes to it at Michigan. What are the expectations for both these guys in year two? Smith versus Moore. And whose seat is hotter? They're very different situations. It's 97.1.
Hey guys, it's Heather. By now, I'm sure you've heard me rave about my new hot tub from Beninati Pool and Spa. My husband and I are using the hot tub to relax in the evenings. We're jumping in there after workouts as well for recovery. Plus, the kids love it too. It's like a big pool for them. So if you've ever thought about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. Beninati Pool and Spa will make the entire process a breeze. For me, they helped me find the perfect hot tub that was just right for me and my family. They delivered it, they installed it, and they've been there to help take care of maintenance as well. They handled everything. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who will give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. And if you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. Visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We We brought it up, the Hot Seat Index from CBS. They do it every year. It's a scale of 1 to 5 for college football coaches. 5 being smoldering. You have to win or you're fired. 1 or 0, you are safe.
Do you have that list in front of you?
I do.
Who in college football has the hottest seats, the 2 or 3 coaches?
There's 136 names. Could you have told me a minute ago?
So they're not from hottest to coldest?
No, they did it in terms of alphabetic order of the school.
Oh, you kidding me? So, I'm just curious, like Oklahoma.
Venables should have a hot seat, right? Yeah. This is a make or break year for him. So I'll pull him up, but Brent Venables has...
I got to imagine it's 4 or higher.
4.67, one of the hottest seats in college football this season. Pick another one. Give me somebody else.
Let's see here. How about... the guy we were just talking about, the mullet coach, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we were just talking about him off air.
Gundy,
yes, Oklahoma State. 4.3, super hot seat for him. Mm-hmm. Kirk Ferentz came up in the 2 Grand Slam. He has a 1.67, super safe at Iowa.
Yeah, and he actually came out and said, I want to sign another deal. I want to sign an extension.
Where are Michigan and Michigan State? That's what we brought up. I wanted to know whose seat is hotter. Sharon is a 2.2. And Jonathan Smith is a 1.7. They think Sharon Moore's seat is hotter. Now, you can debate it. I think part of the argument would be at Michigan, the standards are higher. Sharon Moore, as a first-time head coach last year, beat Ohio State, which I think took a ton of heat off of him.
Alabama in the bowl game.
Yeah, but prior to that, we're going, he doesn't know how to use timeouts. What's with these weird coaching challenges? Why is it a QB carousel? He looked very much like a first-year head coach. In year 2, you need to project some stability. You can't go another year where you just don't look the part at Michigan. Part of the reason you were hired is they wanted to build off the momentum of the Harbaugh tenure. And instead, I think a texter points out, you're dealing with the fallout, right? I mean, the NCAA is still going to come for you at some point with some punishment this season.
Yeah.
So there's even more of a cloud over Sharon. That may be why he's got the hotter seat, because it's not like Jonathan Smith should be safe. I know he's only entering year 2 himself, but the AD didn't hire him. They went on a terrible finish to last year. It doesn't look like they're making a bowl this year based on the schedule. And in today's college football, you don't get 5 years like you got at Oregon State. And you're not from here, so you don't even have that like appeal of, well...
Any type of loyalty.
He's got some backers in the, you know, the university that'll stick up for him.
So I think for Sharon Moore, it's really going to come down to how he does in a handful of games. And that's really what it comes down to, right, is the big games. What does the team look like when they travel to Norman against Oklahoma?
Right.
What does the team look like? And some are bigger than others. That's going to be a marquee game.
How does he deal with week 3 when an in-state power shows up to the big house?
Yeah, I know. Central. Fire up ships.
Those are the games you're going to be measured by.
Yeah.
How do you do against in-state rivals? Like,
Good try. But then after that very tough matchup against the Chips.
Don't sleep on them.
They're going to go to Nebraska.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know how good Nebraska is going to be, Raiola in second year, but it's traveling to Memorial Stadium, and it's a great fan base, and then it's at USC. They got the Wisconsin game at home, but it's at USC. That's going to be one. Obviously, at Michigan State, that's going to be a game that he's going to be judged on. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Michigan State's doing at that time. Yeah. He will be judged on that game.
And both these guys will, because Jonathan Smith, there was the criticism, did he get the rivalry enough? Well, year 2, it better show up.
Yeah, then it's Purdue, Northwestern, Maryland, and then it's always going to be, what do you do against Ohio State? Yeah. And yeah, last year was a great win, but what are you going to do this year?
You know who you didn't mention? Michigan avoids Penn State and Oregon this season.
So it's a very different schedule, and that's where these great differences come in year to year.
So if he gets difference maker play out of the quarterback, and they've hedged their bets both with a veteran, Mikey Keene, but also the exciting freshman everybody's excited about in state, right? You've got your 2 quarterbacks, much better quarterback room than a year ago, so you should have a higher floor. Mm-hmm. You should win 8 games at least, right? And with the schedule, 9 or 10 is possible. You're not going to get fired after that. Jonathan Smith could go 4-8. 5-7.
Yeah.
You got to make a tough decision if you're the AD at that point.
Well, yes. And I mean, what were the weakest spots last year? And you could say, yes, quarterback position was one of them.
I'd say receiver too.
Receiver and offensive line
did not live up to the standard.
I thought O-line was the biggest the biggest letdown was last year was the offensive line.
Whose position group was that?
Well, it's Grant Newsom, but it was at one point Sherrone Moore.
Right.
And so what did they do for all three of those positions? For the quarterback, they brought in Chip Lindsey, quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. So you should see some difference there, not just in terms of talent, but in terms of skill development. And then on the offensive line, they went out to the transfer portal, brought in some guys, got a 5-star, you know, offensive lineman come in. If he can play, I think that'll be a big boom for this team. But they brought in Juan Castillo, longtime NFL veteran coach, to come in and help Grant Newsom. And at the receiver position, again, transfer portal, one thing that they didn't do last year, but they also brought in Eric Campbell, Soup Campbell, longtime, you know, wide receiver coach here at Michigan, to help out Ron Bellamy. So they've made some very key additions, whether it was in players or on the coaching staff, that should pay off.
I think for Michigan State, they can't do what they did last year. The avalanche. Jonathan Smith's in an impossible situation if they go 4-8 or 5-7.
You want to just real quick, the schedule, the possibility of an avalanche for MSU. They start with Western. They should win the game. Week 2 is Boston College. That was a swing game last year. I'm going to be positive and say they're going to be a little better and win that game at home. Youngstown State is week 3. They're off to a 3-0 start in this world. Here's the problem. The schedule's going to be brutal. At USC and Nebraska are probably losses.
He needs to get one of those. He does. He really needs to get one of those road wins.
UCLA comes cross-country for a noon kick. I think Spartan Stadium, they got to win that game. But then this is the avalanche. At Indiana, Michigan, road game Minnesota, Penn State at Iowa. I mean, if they lose 4 or all 5 of those games in a row, they get Maryland at the end at Ford Field, but it may be too late.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Cookie Jar, but first, Heather, with the news.
Well, a dispute between co-workers at an East Point McDonald's led to a deadly stabbing on Thursday. Authorities said there was an argument that broke out between two female employees. There was an employee and the manager. The employee was sent home early, but then came back to the restaurant with a knife. Stabbed the manager, 39-year-old Jennifer Harris, multiple times. A customer who was there who had a gun saw the dispute, actually fired a shot, basically in an attempt to stop the violence. Didn't shoot at anyone, was just trying to put things to an end, but that didn't work. The employee tried to flee the scene, but thankfully witnesses there detained her.
I think it was the same individual that fired the shot.
Probably so. The manager was rushed to the hospital, but unfortunately passed away from her injuries. Harris was a single mom of six.
It is an awful story.
Had worked at McDonald's for 15 years. Her family describes her as the best mom ever, also hardworking and kind. Super sad story.
Yeah.
A teen looking for employment at a Dearborn Heights Taco Bell left in handcuffs without a job offer. This 18-year-old, I guess, walked into the restaurant already really upset, had apparently or at least claimed that he had tried to reach out about an application or a job, but had never heard back. Showed up armed, was making some threats, flipped over a table, apparently was able to take off, but was later found by police with a modified BB gun. So didn't have a real gun, but a modified BB gun that looked like a Glock. And he's going to be facing some charges for that. Police say that the teen doesn't have a history, but just seems to be on a downslide right now, a downward spiral. They did say, you know, this team was trying to find a job, trying to do the right thing, and then made a really poor mistake. The Dearborn Heights police chief says the teen could face charges of felonious assault and brandishing a firearm. Oh, this is kind of interesting. There's a new work trend brewing among the Gen Zers. I love that we're like off millennials now. Our focus is on Gen Zers.
Yeah, let's go with them.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a new study that has found that Generation Z are now taking micro retirements from work.
What?
A micro retirement. They're essentially like frequent.
Taking a break?
But yeah, more frequent and longer vacations or breaks, whatever you want to call them, that are not part of your standard PTO. So they're just saying, hey, I need more time off. I'm going to take a intentional break, an unpaid break, to rest and recharge. So
and not get paid.
Yes, they're trying to avoid burnout. They want to find greater fulfillment within their work, and they want to enhance their overall well-being. And it sounds like it's not just Gen Z that are doing this, but a majority it's mainly more Gen Zers that are doing this. And it doesn't have to be a vacation. It also says you could basically just quit your job, take a long time off, and then go find a new job when you're ready to work again.
Well, that's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah, you know what? I don't feel like working today, guys, or tomorrow, or
I wish the best
Monday.
To all of them as they continue to live at home. And
no comment on this.
A micro retirement. That's just a vacation. That's all that is.
But
do we micro die when we go to sleep for 8 hours?
But it's a lot of vacation. It's more than you're given. You're just taking a lot of time off.
Like,
let's say you're given 15 days.
Right. But throughout the course of a year.
It is still a vacation, but it's you're taking way more vacation than your job is allowing you to take. And you're just saying, hey, I need more time.
But by definition, you can only take it if the job allows. Otherwise, you're not keeping your job, right?
Well,
it's a vacation.
You could say, hey, I mean.
I'm taking a sabbatical.
Yes, that's actually an unpaid sabbatical. Yes.
Okay.
There's another work trend that Gen Z employees are doing. It's, I guess, something that maybe has been going on for a while, but there's a new term, bathroom camping.
Which is
exactly what it sounds like, except you're not actually setting up a tent. You're just going in the bathroom and hanging out for long periods of time.
What?
This is what dads do. Going to camp out.
I'm just
going
to say that both these things are happening more than they did 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that. It does.
Yeah. It's Gen Z is now in the workforce.
Yep.
Or only when they choose.
If I'm not back for my next news, I might be bathroom camping.
Oh.
I'm just going to go hang out in the bathroom.
But okay. It won't be a micro-retirement.
No. Just the bathroom camping. Yeah, for sure.
Heather with the news. Cookie Jar next, 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It is the Cookie Jar and it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. We're going to start with this viral challenge Joey Chestnut, Usain Bolt, eat a hot dog, then run a 100-meter dash. Who would win? Saw PGA Tour pros debating this. The internet's having fun with it, John. Who wins?
Usain Bolt. And because I don't think it's going to take him. Okay, show my work. All right, I will. How long do you think it will take Joey Chestnut to run a 100?
15 to 20 seconds.
Okay. I was gonna say maybe about 16 seconds, but he could be slower than that. Let's just say 17 or 18.
He's got like pins and screws in one leg, and one's a little longer than the other. He's going to be kind of
hobbling down.
Okay, so
let's go with 19 seconds. Okay. I didn't see the physical limitations that he had.
Oh, I studied this. Yes.
And so if he goes 19 seconds, eating a hot dog.
He could do it in 2 seconds. I'm putting him at 21.
Okay, so 21. All right. Usain Bolt, now I don't think he breaks a world record. His fastest time is 9.58.
What are we going to say? Give him 11?
Yeah, so give him 11.
I think it takes more than 10 seconds for him to eat the hot dog and bun.
Not at all.
And bun.
No. I think he could down it in 5 seconds, 6 seconds. So I'm going with Usain Bolt.
I went Chestnut by a bun.
By a bun.
My initial reaction was Usain Bolt. But now here, I do think it would take him a little bit of time to eat a whole hot dog.
I think more than 10 seconds. Yeah.
It would.
No. No. It's one hot dog. If it was multiple hot dogs, yeah. But just one hot dog.
Do they get prep time?
What does that mean?
I mean, like, can he practice eating a hot dog?
Oh, I would
quickly?
Assume he would, yes.
I'm sure he's eating
a hot dog.
He likes
to win.
Everyone's eating a hot dog, but right. you can't just eat the hot dog like you'd eat a hot dog.
Right.
Yeah, it would have to be quickly.
Yes.
I would think, because he does like to win, I would imagine that he would practice eating a single hot dog quickly.
John, you mentioned it. The strength of Joey Chestnut is the cumulative effect of eating hot dogs.
Yep.
It's the 5, the 6, the 10, double digits. You only eat one, that's where he loses his advantage. I will take Usain Bolt.
Tom?
I'm going Bolt here, and I changed my opinion in the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get the train. He's going to get the practice eating the hot dog fast.
Yep. Chestnut mm-hmm. can train, too. What if he shaves 2 seconds off the 100 meter? Now he's down to 17, right around where you thought he'd be.
No. Yeah, then he could be the elite athlete that Stoney thinks he is. Well,
the elite athlete will win this. Joey Chestnut with all his mustard belts. All right, next question. It's National French Fry Day. What is the best style of French fry, John?
I think it is the crinkle cut. And the reason I say that is they're thick enough to be able to have the nice soft potato-y on the inside, a nice crunch on the outside, but the crinkle allows for more surface area for attachment of salt, for attachment of ketchup or mustard, whatever your dipping sauce is. It allows for maximum retention of all of the above. And so I think it to me, just by design, by geometry, it is the crinkle cut fry.
Heather?
I love the crinkle cut fry as well. In fact, I love every French fry. I will not discriminate against potato.
We know you love potatoes.
But I typically would still say the best fry is the standard cut French fry. If I'm going to order fries, that's what I want.
Like you get from McDonald's type of thing.
Yes, because I still like some crunchy fries in there. I don't know.
McDonald's is technically shoestring.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
I think a shoestring is even more thin.
Yeah.
Well,
shoestring is like...
Okay.
Standard cut.
Greg? Mm-hmm.
Heather is correct here. There is no wrong answer. I will give love to the waffle fry.
So I was at Chick-fil-A yesterday. They've got waffle fries. The one thing I like about the waffle fries is the little bits at the bottom. They're crunchy and salty. And
my style is McDonald's. They have the best fries on the planet. I know that's not really a style. I don't know how somebody hasn't gotten close to getting them. I've never tasted another fry that is close to McDonald's.
Hmm. You need to expand your horizons.
Where are they at?
Well, I'll tell you, go to Culver's. Get yourself some crinkle cut fries. Damn good.
But are they better?
The other one, the natural cut fries.
That
those. You know, like at Five Guys. Amazing.
I told you I had one that was maybe a little out of the box. You guys had a guess?
I have a guess, yes.
I had a guess.
Okay. Steak fries.
Oh.
You get it like a Red Robin.
No.
They're
no?
A little mushy.
No. Yeah. No.
There's no too bad much.
Answers, they're not bad.
Jim.
They're not bad.
Yeah,
they're
all no good.
Bad answers over here. An immediate judgment.
When you told us, I thought you were going to, when you said it's what, how did you define it?
I don't remember.
It was a little, I don't know, it was outside the box or not. I think that is a fry.
You thought it was going to go like tater tot?
Yes. Okay. I thought for sure you were going to go tater tot.
It is hash a form brown. Of potato, hash yeah. brown, right? Uh-huh. Okay. Here's a scenario question. There's 1,000 grapes in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Each one you eat, you get $100,000. Sounds great. One of the grapes is poisonous. You will die. How many grapes do you eat?
200.
$2 million.
I'm going to $2 million.
Wow.
Heather? Odds are still in my favor. It's heavily 2%. In my favor.
2% chance you die. Heather?
I mean, I'm
200,
like,
that's 20% chance.
Oh.
That's 20% chance yeah. you die on the 20th grape, or the 200th grape, by the way.
Right.
Gosh, I mean, I think I would only eat like 10.
10, just okay.
John? Yeah, like I'm not, I
Oh, yeah, you're getting 20 million then,
yeah,
John.
20 yeah, 20 million. Yeah,
sorry, yeah. I did the math wrong. Yeah, you're getting 20 million.
Yeah,
I would get
there.
A million. I'd go for a million, and if I lived, I'd say that's good.
Well, that was my answer, too.
Yeah.
A 1% risk, I get $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That feels good to me. I'll have the 10 grapes. Greg?
I will go with 30. I get $3 million, and still, on the 30th grape that I eat, that's still just a 3% chance.
Mm-hmm.
Tom?
10, easy million.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I'm going way out there. I'm going 20 million.
I couldn't believe it. That's why I did the math wrong.
Bye, John.
You leave it all to your family.
Yeah. Bye, John. Yeah. If I get 20 million, you won't see me again.
A couple weeks ago, the Pope blessed Sam LaPorta. If you could bless one Detroit athlete, guaranteed health, superstar performance for 1 year of blessing, John, who do you pick?
I think this is a no-brainer. It's Jared Goff. And if you get superstar performance, elite performance from your quarterback, I think you're talking about way up in your odds to win the Super Bowl. Especially
Greg.
This year with new coordinator, offensive line. I'll take that superstar performance by Jared Goff.
We almost have to answer this. Like, he doesn't turn into Lamar. He still has to navigate in this pocket, yes? He could play like a superstar, but if the line doesn't support him, it doesn't really matter, right?
No, he's playing a superstar as a superstar no matter what.
Well, I'll make it easy if he plays like last year.
He's an MVP candidate last year.
Yeah, but I would say a superstar performance means even better than last year.
Oh.
Greg, who would you pick?
Asked and answered, counselor, Jared Goff.
Okay.
Yep.
Gov?
I mean, Goff's an easy answer, but I think a great case can be made for Cade. But with the way the world is right now in Detroit sports, I'm going McKinstry.
Because they're closest to a title.
I'm joking.
Yeah, thank
I did
you.
That for
yeah.
Mike Vallini.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could pick a Tiger. I mean,
I know it wouldn't be him. It'd be Scooble, probably.
Well, but Scooble already is. I mean, you're just guaranteeing he's healthy. The argument would be, do I pick someone else to give him a running mate? Like, take someone who's not very good or proven and elevate. So that's what I did. I said, give me Tyrion Arnold. If he was a superstar, we're counting on him for very little right now. If he's a superstar, that transforms the team. Goff's already very good. I want someone who would be.
It's very good, but I'd rather have a superstar quarterback versus a superstar corner that they're going to throw at, I don't know, what, 10 times a game?
Maybe the answer is Tate Ratledge. Out of the box. Did you see the photo with him and the shark the other day?
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
If he was a superstar, then all of the Ragnow stuff, all the worries of Leaf are gone. Okay, what time do you consider late? What time of day / night do you consider late?
Okay. 11 o'clock, I think, is late.
10? I mean, it depends for what. Like, we're going out, 10 is late.
Greg.
Weekday, 10's late. I need to be in bed.
Greg?
This goes up to 11.
Yep.
Tom?
11.
I had 11, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Softy.
None of us make it to midnight. How about that?
That's the shift.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Superman is out today. Who's your favorite superhero?
Actually, it came out yesterday. I went to see it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And it's good. There's some parts where they go a little bit far. I'm not no spoilers. But I'm actually going to say Superman, but I'm going to go with Christopher Reeves, Superman.
Heather?
I'm not really into superheroes. I know a handful.
Just
I'll say
one.
Batman.
Who's the hottest?
Oh,
it doesn't have to be that. Now you made it weird.
Yeah. Batman is who I was going to pick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Catwoman.
God.
Huh?
Now we know what the dreams and
Greg, answer
See,
the question.
See, that's why you make it weird, because then you have a moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Gambit, always the coolest X-Man.
Tom?
Who?
All right.
And I've seen the X-Men. No, Thor.
Yeah.
More importantly, Fat Thor.
Fat Thor?
Yes, Fat Thor from Endgame. Awesome.
Plump Thor,
Fat
as you would
Thor?
Say.
Yeah.
Thor got fat because he was depressed from what happened at the end of Infinity War when Thanos snapped his fingers.
He should have taken a micro retirement.
He kind of did.
Oh, yeah. Did he?
He went
fat. That's how he got fat.
He had a keg in his house.
Oh, so it's awesome. Well,
playing he's playing video games all the time. See what can happen.
Uh-huh. Now everybody's looking at Costa. Me. I went Iron Man. Appropriate amount of snark from Tony Stark.
Yeah, that fits for you 100%.
And that is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch all your sporting events, and we've got some great ones coming up. Football season right around the corner. Make your reservations now. It's at Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games and moments at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view no matter where you are of their massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We go into every single show with a game plan, but I'm flying blind at 8 o'clock. I was told we have, quote, a mystery sports question from John to Jim.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only context I have.
Yep.
All right.
See if you care or why you don't.
That's more of a clue than I've gotten all day. All right, fine. We'll do that top of the hour. We got ticket text from Cookie Jar. We'll get Tiger Baseball in the 8 o'clock hour. A little Football Friday sprinkled in too. Texter says there's never been a greater micro-retirement than Fat Thor. Gov nailed it.
Really, it's a brilliant character. And so my brother-in-law is bald. Anybody's got like a Thor type, Fat Thor beard. Uh-huh. And so we were hanging out one time a couple years ago, and my kids started calling him Fat Thor. Great nickname.
That is a great nickname, but don't you actually have to have a head of hair to be Fat Thor? Like, well, that's what he's kind of known for.
He had the beard, though, and with the flannel and
put the hat on.
Him, yeah. It's really good.
Of course, the EV guy picks Iron Man. Shocker. LOL.
Yeah.
Can we call him Sam Lord Porta this season now that he's blessed by the Pope?
Hey, we'll see how he does.
I wanted the Pope to bless Steve Yzerman.
That would be a good one. Have to be an athlete, though?
Well, he was an athlete.
Yeah,
what does a superstar GM look like? Well, you could have picked yourself. You could have been a superstar for a year.
Yeah,
Ticket texters, 248-539-9797. I would make whoever plays opposite Hutch a superstar. Then you'd have two elite edge rushers, Roy and Clarkston. So Marcus Davenport?
I know you keep going to him as the starter.
In the eyes of Brad Holmes, he already is a superstar.
Oh, come on.
Why else is he bringing him back?
You're such a tool.
If he was a superstar, then we'd resent more people.
I don't think that anyone is counting on him, including Brad Holmes. They brought him back on a cheap veteran deal.
Help me out. Who should I be referring to? Who is the starting edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson?
Well, it's probably Josh Pascal at this point.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, would I like him to play as a superstar? Sure. Still think it'll be Zadarius.
Any intel?
No.
You know people still.
I do. I think that's my prediction.
Later this month, July 24th,
mm-hmm.
Zadarius Smith. A couple days into camp.
Could be. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be a little bit later than that. But
July 28th. After the Hall of Fame game. Let's go August.
Mm-hmm. August 1st.
If I say enough dates, I'll be right.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. A lot of feedback on French fries. National French Fry Day. Waffle fries. Five Guys fries and Culver's fries, all cooked well done, are the best fries.
Five Guys fries are amazing. But some of it's just on the amount that you get.
The amount of, like, just...
Of fries, yeah.
Yeah,
you get it small, and they fill the bag. Large, you fill the bag. The problem with the Culver's fries is even a large fry, like, you get done, and you're like, gosh, I really wish I had some more.
Do you guys eat just one fry at a time? When you eat fries?
No.
Do I eat just one fry at a time?
Like one, pick up one fry, dip or ketchup or not.
I do two or three at a time.
So the crinkle cut fries is generally one at a time. Five Guys fries, it's usually at a minimum two, sometimes three.
Isn't that pure enjoyment when you're just shoving fries in your mouth?
Yep.
Oh.
Like that's a knock against steak fries.
That's fine. Someone agreed with me. They said 100% on the steak fry, Jim. Great pick. Best fries are Rally's and Checkered seasoned fries. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some love for that. Penn Station fries cut from fresh potatoes and salty. They're similar to Five Guys, but better, from Dan. Have you had double fried Belgium fries? Got to vote for that.
No.
I don't even.
I don't. Maybe I have. I don't know what. Yeah. I don't know the appropriate definition.
McDonald's fries and shoestring fries. Buy the shoestrings from a restaurant store just like McDonald's.
See, I'm not a huge fan of the McDonald's fries. I was when I was a kid. They just seemed to be a little greasier, a little better. Now it's just, eh.
And I don't think McDonald's are the same as shoestring fries. Like, when I'm thinking like the more soggy, thinner fries or shoestring, or like the sticks.
Yeah, they're more, sticks. I don't even think they're necessarily soggy. I think they're probably just more crispy.
Like, I think the McDonald's fry is like your...
They're regular fries.
Generic, standard fry, not shoestring fry. Trying to look up Belgian fries to see what these things are. We had some more on hot dogs in the contest.
Was it Belgian double fried fries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These actually do look really good. Bolt is 6'5". As a big guy, he'd scarf down the hot dog quickly and put in the work to beat Chestnut. Guys, you're underestimating the time to eat a hot dog for a regular person. It's at least 3 bites, maybe more. Chestnut will down it in 1. That's the difference. And how about this, John? All caps. You sent somebody into a frenzy. OMG, crinkle cut fries are hands down the worst form of French fry.
Well, you're missing out. It's how could it be the worst form?
All caps.
They have to be cooked properly.
Somebody's very angry there.
You got to be get them cooked the right way. They're not the best if they're not cooked right.
So I would go crinkle cut fries. I think waffle fries are a close second, and a lot of it is the surface area, the ability to attach salt, and then if you enjoy dipping them, whether it's into hot sauce, ketchup, mustard, whatever you dip your fries into, for Teddy, it's ranch, maximum dippage.
What is the go-to dipping? I could have asked that.
Well, for me, it's mustard.
You dip your fries in mustard?
Oh, exclusively.
I'm not saying like you can't. I just didn't think that was like... I mean, I figured the answers would be ketchup or ranch or like I do barbecue sauce.
It's not that far outside the box to think that you would dip your fries into mustard.
No, it's not. But when you said it, I just don't ever really think of that as like...
I mean, I've done it, but I'd rather have ketchup all day long. And just nothing sometimes, or ranch. I like ranch with fries.
French fries done right, you don't need a dipping sauce.
I like the ketchup mustard swirl sometimes, a combination.
Ooh. Oh, look at
it. You put mustard and ketchup on a hot dog?
You put the swirl on your steak?
No, I don't do anything on my steak. The best steak
I got the finger point.
Yeah, don't you? Yeah. Hey. Wow. You know that. You know I'm true with you. Other than
I said that.
I can't do rare. I can do super medium rare, but it can't be blue looking or purple.
Twitching.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on. 8:35.
Blood.
The perfect trade for the Tigers from one prominent, maybe the prominent baseball analyst. We'll get to that at 8:35. The mystery sports question is next. 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.